need. Words become the tokens of our admission to a shared rule of expression, in which certain things, nouns, and ways of describing them, adjectives, are collectively acknowledged to exist, and all others lie out with the realm of rational discourse. But we all know, deep down, that the system is itself twaddle. Adulthood is a polite fiction. Most of our inner life takes place between its lines. Most of Edward Lear's nonsense was written as a gift for friends' children. It remains a powerful gift for our child selves, a way of acknowledging a loss we cannot otherwise easily confess. When the Jumblies sail home, everyone says, "How tall you've grown," which suggests that Jumblies are like children, very small people who, against the odds, have made the journey into adulthood all by themselves. That is a reassuring story. But the poem also invites us to contemplate a wistful journey in the other direction, back to childhood. The impossibility of Lear's nonsense is, then, not merely a game. It points to the deepest of all desires, the desire to go back to a safe space before we were differentiated beings, before we were born and forced to occupy the dry land of reason, the lonely outpost of regret.
The essay was presented by Sarah Lodge and produced by Kevin Dawson. It was a Whistledown production for BBC Radio 3. And the next essay in the series is on Thursday evening. It's by the writer and academic Matthew Bevis. You can hear it at 10:45.
Wagner's Tannhäuser at the BBC Proms. Continuing this season's anniversary focus on the music of Richard Wagner, the tale of a troubadour who yearns for spiritual redemption, the woman who loves him, and the man who loves her. The BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra and conductor Donald Runicles continue their acclaimed Wagner partnership at the BBC Proms. Sunday night from 6 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high-definition sound online. And with the time now just after 11 o'clock, it's time to go off to another festival. It's time for the first of this week's editions of Lake Junction, presented by Fiona Talkington.
Duke Ellington's Caravan, recorded in 1961 by the Three Sons from an album called Mallets in Wonderland. And the Wonderland of WOMAD was my home on Sunday. I was rounding off the festival there at Charlton Park in Wiltshire. And so I'll be bringing you plenty of music Radio 3 recorded there across this week in Lake Junction, including tonight Tuvan band Hunhur 2 and Pakistani Qawwali singer Asif Ali Khan. And first tonight, here's a group which performed in the Siam tent on Sunday, bringing us all the magic of the pizzica tradition of southern Italy. Cantoniere Grecanico Salentino.
E non ci son Tokyo! E non ci son Tokyo! Bravo!
Canzoniere Greccanico Salentino recorded at WOMAD last weekend. And I'll have more from WOMAD for you later on tonight. And if you want to pick up something of the atmosphere there and see what some of the bands look like, there are plenty of photos on the Radio 3 blog. You'll find that via the Radio 3 website. Now, I wonder if this brings back memories for you, or whether it's one of those tunes that gets you wondering where on earth you've heard it before. Well, that music is a real slice of BBC history. It was written by George Martin for the launch of BBC Radio 1 back in September 1967. Van de Graaff Generator loved it, hearing it on their way home from gigs, and they used to play it at their sound checks. That led to them recording it and having a big hit. Well, David Jackson of Van de Graaff has made a new version incorporating the Italian organist Marco De Muccio, and you can find that on a gem-laden album called Playing the History. Now, dear Fiona, this says, I'm one half of a Liverpool-Norwegian folk duo and we love your show. And here's our album. It would be fantastic if you could find time to listen. Very good combination, Lizzie, and thank you. The duo is Lizzie Nunnery and Vida Norheim. Here are two tracks from that album, Evensong and Black Hound Howling.
Say the end of the world. I'm chalking marks on walls while the wind is on the side. Still scratching stones for sparks while the shadow's on the light.
That's the title track from an album by the Liverpool-Norwegian folk duo Lizzie Nunnery and Vidar Norheim. The album is called Black Hound Howling. And just before that, the album's opening track, Evensong. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. The Tuven group Hunhir 2 were one of the first bands on stage at this year's WOMAD Festival last weekend. They were in the Siam tent on Friday afternoon. They always go down well with WOMAD audiences, so here's a little taster of that set. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tuven band Hun Hu Tu recorded at WOMAD, Charlton Park in Wiltshire last weekend. And if you're new to Late Junction, having come across us at WOMAD this weekend, you're very welcome, of course. We're here each week, Tuesday to Thursday at this time. There's either me, Max Reinhardt, or Nick Luscombe with you with a mixture of music, not just world music, but sounds we'd like to share with you from across the ages and across the globe. Tigran Mansourian is an Armenian composer who made a big impact on people like the Hilliard Ensemble and saxophonist Jan Gabarek in recent years. His music is often a mixture of folk and liturgical music, and he's described the viola player Kim Kashkashian as a kindred spirit. She's joined by Jan Gabarek here in Mansourian's Lacrimae, a lament which grew out of personal circumstances but follows a path a little like perhaps a Bach two-part invention. Deeply beautiful. Music which looks back to the roots of Armenian music of centuries ago. Kim Kashkashian and Jan Gabarek playing Tigran Mansourian's Lacrimae. Like so many musicians from Mali in recent months, Vieuxfar Katoure has wanted to express his feelings for his war-torn homeland in his music. He's called his new album Mon Pays, My Country.
I never do my video.
Hallelujah is often a word used to express joy, but Randall Thompson, composer of that piece, said that here it's serious and meditative. It can't be made to sound joyous, he says. Think of the words from the biblical book of Job, "The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away." The Harvard University Choir singing Randall Thompson's Hallelujah, following a track from Vieux-Farka Touré's new album, Mon Pays, My Country. Now back to music, which Radio 3 recorded last weekend at the WOMAD Festival at Charlton Park in Wiltshire. On the Radio 3 stage on Sunday afternoon was a band I'd really been looking forward to hearing, Guy Shalom's Baladi Blues, a real celebration of the Egyptian Baladi tradition, bringing together modern instruments and traditional percussion, oud, and an accordion strangely tuned.
Thank you.
Guy Shalom and Ballady Blues, which played on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD on Sunday afternoon and were a big, big hit with the wonderful audience there. I'm Fiona Talkington. This is Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Do get in touch if you'd like to. Our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk.
Thank you.
It works so well on the harp, I think. Florilegia Sacchi playing the knee play number 4 from Philip Glass's Einstein on the Beach. Georgian choral singing was a really calming moment at WOMAD in the Siam tent on Sunday evening. The group Yadoni were visually striking in their red coats and incredibly moving.
Oh!
beautiful Georgian choral singing from the group Yadoni, performing at WOMAD on Sunday night. Now, hold on to your seats. Tomorrow night's Late Night Prom is given by the Aurora Orchestra, a truly fabulous programme which includes Philip Glass, Conlon Nancarrow and Frank Zappa, his Adventures of Gregory Peccary. You'll have to tune in tomorrow night for that. Meanwhile, this is Reagan at Bitburg from Zappa's Civilization Phase 3. Colin Lankara's tango following on from Frank Zappa's Reagan at Bitburg from Civilization Phase 3. As I said, you can hear Frank Zappa and Lankara at the Proms tomorrow night with the Aurora Orchestra. That Proms starts at 10:15 and it's live on Radio 3, which means Late Junction will be starting a little later than usual at around 11:45. I hope you'll be able to join me then. But I'm going to end the programme tonight with beautiful Qawwali singing from Pakistan from Asif Ali Khan, recorded at WOMAD last Sunday. Thanks for your company tonight. I hope you can join me again tomorrow. Good night. We'll be right back.
Mola Ali Ali, 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 Mola Ali Ali. Thank you.
This is BBC Radio 3. Welcome from me, Katriana Young, to Music Through the Night, starting with a concert given in October 2012 by the French National Orchestra, conducted by Marin Alsop. The music wasn't French, though. The cellist Sol Gabetta chose a Haydn concerto. She also played a rather unusual Latvian encore, and they ended with Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5. The curtain raiser was American, one of three orchestral essays Samuel Barber wrote around the time of the Second World War. This one appeared in 1942. It's a curious title, Essay. He chose it himself, but it does give the impression of something rather dry and perhaps academic, and I'm not sure this fits the bill. See what you think.